I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. There are fewer parades and far fewer spectators, but party planners say Mardi Gras must go on, and it is. Festivities are in full swing this weekend and will culminate on Fat Tuesday next week. That's the day before the Christian period of fasting called Lent. It's reported less than half of the city's pre-Katrina population has been able to return, but many residents say the 150th Mardi Gras celebration is giving the city a much-needed morale boost. Others have criticized plans to forge ahead with the event just 5 months after a storm that claimed 1,300 lives. Democratic Congressman William Jefferson, who represents the 2nd District in New Orleans, joins us now by phone from the Crescent City. Congressman, nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about Mardi Gras first. There are several things on the agenda I want to go through with you, but the first is the Mardi Gras festivities, and I guess you're in the position of damned if you do and damned if you don't, weren't you?
Absolutely. I can understand the need, the reason for the ambivalence over this whole question. There's so many families out of town who can't participate in the Mardi Gras festivities, and after all, it is a family kind of an outing, at least for the parades that part of it is, and such tragedy has marked our city until there are many who feel that it's not a time to celebrate. Others feel that it's a welcome break from just focusing on the tragedy. And the families that can come out are out, and I saw a lot of that this past Saturday. And, of course, the city is hoping to have a refocus in the economy and a rebound a little bit there for some merchants and bring in some much-needed revenue to the city in the form of sales taxes.
Let's talk for a moment, if we can, about your recently announced plans that House Speaker Dennis Hastert and Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi will be joining you and others in a congressional delegation that will be coming to New Orleans next week and going through the Gulf Coast region. Tell us a little bit more about that and what we can expect from it.
We've had a few committees come down, and maybe 30 or 40 members over the life of this experience we're having down here now. And every time they come, everyone comes, he or she is moved by what they see and leave with a new commitment to work on the issues with us back in Washington. I think the more members who see what has happened here actually with their own eyes and who can walk the levee breaches and who can walk the neighborhoods, the more informed they'll be and the better off we'll be in getting them to join us in the reality that this is a long-term recovery process. It's not a quick fix. It's not anything that's going to be make an appropriation is done. They're going to have to stay with us for a long time because this is a huge tragedy. And we want to make the point to them, too, that it wasn't just the storm. It was a man-made disaster of the Corps of Engineers not doing these levees properly that really drowned our city. So there's a culpability on the part of the federal government we want them to understand and needs to be, therefore, addressed with that in mind.
The White House has issued its report of 125 recommendations for how the government should have reacted better to Hurricane Katrina and how the government should be prepared as hurricane season approaches again for the year 2006. What's your reaction to the White House report?
I think that until we have a focus on natural disasters apart from the overall issue of terrorism, where we have that as an isolated focus, in the White House with a level of office enough to have the kind of clout that office needs to coordinate the various resources of the federal government, we will not have an answer to meeting our needs down here. We don't have that from the White House report. You can't prevent the natural disasters from occurring. So there we're talking about the recovery, preparedness, planning, that sort of thing. Mr. Chertoff is probably very good at terror planning and prevention, that sort of thing. But we have not yet seen him perform well on the natural disaster side of it. And I'm concerned that unless we separate these functions out, we really won't have an answer to our problem.
Well, you know, dollars are certainly an issue with regard to the rebuilding of the city of New Orleans. And your office has issued a statement from you in which you've expressed some concern about the proposed language for the fourth hurricane relief supplemental proposal that has been submitted by the White House that calls for $4.2 billion. But your office says that you don't like the way that money is to be limited.
Exactly. It sounds like we're talking about an emphasis on buying people out. That is a recipe for depopulating New Orleans as opposed to repopulating it. And for many of us who are committed to the idea of bringing back the city and making sure that everyone who left has a chance to return and neighborhoods have a chance to be reestablished, this is a matter of great concern for us. We want to make sure that we aren't passing something in Washington that whose major purpose is to turn spaces that used to be neighborhoods into greenlands and unoccupied areas where neighborhoods disappear and never come back.
Who do you think should be in charge of deciding how these monies should be spent on the ground in New Orleans?
I think as close to home as possible, the local government people ought to be making decisions about this as much as possible, with, of course, some coordination support from our state government. I believe that we have found in our trip to the Netherlands and other places that the technology is perfectly capable of addressing our flooding needs. In the Netherlands, we saw places 20 feet below sea level, protected by a system of levees and barriers and canals and pumping stations and all the rest. And we're only 4.5 feet below sea level at the lowest point in our city, and in most places much higher than that. So we know it's technically possible to protect our city and to make our area survivable. And I think the question we ought to confront is not where can we rebuild, but when and how can we rebuild. And if we do it that way, we'll build back our city. And I think the local people have to have a say in this, and not just local government, but local people.
Democratic Congressman William Jefferson of New Orleans, sir, thank you for your time. And although it's not the same as it was, enjoy Mardi Gras as much as you can.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
And an audience note now, our very own Farai Chidea and producer Christopher Johnson are in New Orleans. They'll be filing reports next week.